Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe. You have known me as your modern-day hidden figure, the rocket scientist that's always showing you groundbreaking science, groundbreaking ways for us to change the way that we're thinking so we can find answers in our lives. And as you know, on my show, we do three things. We have brain tips to help you reshape your brain and know how to take charge of your life in the processes of what we call direct neuroplasticity. The second aspect that we have in our show is having our newest Einsteins, individuals who find these groundbreaking science inventions and share them with the world so we have solutions on a global level. And the third is we take callers. We take callers who have great insight, great questions, and we answer questions for our callers so you find answers in your life. Now, you know me. I love science. I love finding out about groundbreaking ways in which people around the world are doing great things. They're my newest Einsteins. So I want to ask you something. What happens when we run out of energy? When the world runs out of energy? Do you know what is used with electricity? Hospitals use electricity. Your home uses electricity. We all need electricity, and we are possibly running out of it. We no longer have as many nuclear power plants, and those were very volatile in within themselves. We're not having as many nuclear power plants to provide as much energy available. We are facing energy shortages across the entire world. We have danger in how electricity travels with the high voltage. And the solar wind power and the solar, there's two different aspects. There's solar panels and solar ways of energy that is not being able to convert energy for long distances. And then on top of it, the wind power, it's not being able to charge as many places as we want. So the question is, how are we going to prevent an energy shortage, not only in the United States, but across the world? Well, this is Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you find answers. So today, I'm so thankful to have a person here to show us, tell us, give us the newest invention that has been created to help solve this global, not even national, global issue. And he is Henry Lee. Henry Lee is the CEO of ADC Energy, and he has, as well as his team of brilliant scientists, have found ways to use the invention that Thomas Edison was working on before he died. They were able to create an invention that carries out Thomas Edison's last invention, so we actually will have energy across the world. So today, please welcome Henry Lee.
Thank you, Olympia. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you for having ADC Energy on your show.
Oh, I'm just so happy to have you on my show. And for those of you that do not know, I was introduced to ADC Energy from a friend in Rotary who said, oh my gosh, you have to find out about what this company is doing. And in a nutshell, if I can explain what you're doing, in a nutshell, your company has found the new source of energy that will allow energy to be conserved across the world. How would you describe that?
ADC Energy has created a new form of energy.
New form of energy.
Yes, you heard that right. ADC Energy has created a new form of energy.
Okay, now, of course, our listeners are wondering, what was the old form of energy?
There are two forms of energy currently. One is called AC, alternating current, which is what you see on the electrical lines on the street.
So this is the power lines that we see.
Correct. And then the other form is called DC, direct current, which is, for lack of a better description, battery power.
Battery power. Now, for those of us that do have a science background, it's great, but there's a lot of us that do not. Share with us what the current process is on how electricity is brought to homes.
Nikola Tesla invented AC power. Thomas Edison created DC power. The reason we use AC power is because DC power cannot travel long distances. As soon as you send battery power on a wire, it deteriorates, which is why the cord on your AC adapter to charge your laptop batteries is so short, is because DC only travels short distances. AC is used because it's high powered, also very dangerous, but it can be sent long distances from remote power plants, across the electrical lines, across state lines, and into your home to power your house. So it's long distance versus short distance.
So for right now, the entire United States works off of a grid that deals with this AC energy.
Correct. Our entire electrical grid is based on AC power, alternating current.
So this alternating current, it travels long distances, and that's the reason why it's used. And then it comes over into our home. How does it get translated over when it comes into our house?
What gets sent to your plug in your home is AC power. But from your plug to be able to power your laptop or even your TV or other electronic appliances, it has to be converted. That's why you have that AC adapter, that little black box that when you use it, it heats up. That is the conversion process from AC into DC, because the two types of energy don't mix together. They have to be converted back and forth. And in the conversion, there's a lot of waste.
Now, let's talk about that conversion. So when the AC travels long distances, which that was used because it could travel long distances, this converter converts the energy, and there's dangers with that.
Correct. There's dangers in the AC because it's high voltage. If you touch it, you die. That's kind of the obvious thing. What people don't know is that as we progress into renewable energies like solar and wind, as you mentioned, solar panels actually generate energy in DC power, not AC in DC. But because DC does not travel long distances, you have to convert, also known as invert, back to AC. You've created waste, and then AC to travel into your house, and then you convert it again back to DC. So waste all along the process.
So our AC energy is coming to us, and all our electronics are using DC energy, so it has to be converted. But the solar power uses DC energy that doesn't go long distances, but it has to be then inverted to the AC so it can travel long distances to the people who need it.
That's all correct, and that's our current system based on an entire foundation where Tesla and Edison, it's called the War of the Currents. That's part of history.
War of the Currents!
AC and DC don't live together. They need to be converted. They kind of don't like each other, kind of Tesla and Edison going on.
Oh, but Tesla, we know a lot of people. I'm thankful that people know about Tesla now. I think it's because of the car that's came out. People are like, "Oh, who's Tesla?" And now they're getting a chance to know the power of the invention of Tesla. But Edison was working on several things. And one, we all know the light bulb that he was working on, but he was working on one other key component that people very seldom know about. And tell us more about this, and this is what he was working on before he died.
Well, a lot of people know Thomas Edison. Universally, he's known as the father of the light bulb. The light bulb was one of the greatest inventions that affected all of humanity. Globally, it's affecting us right now in this room. His invention, the light bulb,
I can see you.
That earth-shattering, exactly. But what people don't know is that what he was working on before he died was something bigger. More earth-shattering than the light bulb.
More earth-shattering than the light bulb.
Correct. And he just ran out of time.
And what did he run out of time from doing?
Our inventor, Mr. Choi, finished Edison's final project. And in doing that, he came up with ADC energy, which is a new form of energy. We call it alternating direct current. What we do is we are able to send direct current long distances, potentially even miles, because we have two critical functions with our technology. One is we're able to send AC and DC current simultaneously on existing wires. Remember that term, existing wires. That's a key phrase because we don't have to change out wires. Second critical function, we can send DC power long distance. That's what Edison was working on when he ran out of time. And the reason that's most important right now is exactly what you said at the start of the show. The world is running out of energy But when people are looking at solar energy is generated in DC. Under the current separation of AC and DC, it has to be converted. Under our system, we go straight from solar panel, DC, long distance, straight into our system. And then from our system, we distribute AC and DC throughout a facility. Oh. That is true holy grail of solar energy.
So let me back up and rewind, and let me make sure that all of us understand how groundbreaking this is. Your company has found a way to transfer DC energy, direct current energy, battery-powered energy, through the existing wires, the existing infrastructure of our electricity system. So people get direct current, and it's not wasteful. And then, if I understand you correctly, the solar power that runs and generates direct current is now able to be taken longer distances and farther without it being converted, so we actually save energy.
Yes, yes, and yes, it is the most amazing renewable energy technology, period.
This is groundbreaking, and that's why I'm so happy we have you on the show. And those of you that listen to this show and to listen to us and tune in every single week to Answers Unleashed, you know I always talk about the power of innovation. That is when you look at something that has been done before, not completely finished, or something that has been done before, and you see something else that works well, but it needs improvement. And when you merge them together, that is what we call innovation. There's a Russian acronym for that. It's actually called TRIZ, that is like the study of innovation. And your company has found a way to merge what we have had previously in our system of the grid system, as well as this new ability to convert direct current in long distances, so we can help major areas. And there's different phases in which you're looking at of what your company is doing.
Yes, our technology, our core technology, is being developed in four different phases. There's actually more phases, but I'm only allowed to talk about four.
Only four.
Our first phase is the core technology, where AC and DC transmit together, as well as long distance transmission of DC. All of that is patented. It works. It's proven. You came to our lab. You saw it in action. You can actually see it. Electricity don't lie. You know, it's there. Our second phase is we've created what we call DC microgrid LEDs. For lack of a better description, it's battery-powered lighting for entire buildings. So as an example, because of our core function of long-distance DC, we have a 100,000-square-foot warehouse facility where the warehouse, two floors of offices, and all external lights are being powered by all of 12 car batteries.
Okay, so 12 car batteries then could potentially light entire, how big of a building?
Those 12 batteries right now lighting up 100,000-square-foot warehouse facility just on the charge of the batteries. The expense for that is just to charge the batteries. So we are at the tipping phase into what's phase three, which is the ADC solar module. This is what I'm saying is the holy grail of solar energy, where instead of our lighting system being battery powered, we would take solar energy to power our batteries. We now have solar powered lighting for buildings.
So solar power would power the batteries, which would in turn power large buildings.
Yes, and then into phase four is our air conditioning systems, where combined with our solar module, we will now have solar powered air conditioning for buildings. So now we have solar powered air conditioning, solar powered lighting. We have just solar powered 90 to 95% of an entire building off solar energy. That is exactly what solar energy should be, but currently is not.
Now, let's talk about that, because a lot of listeners will be thinking, well, doesn't solar power already do that? Don't we already have that capability or technology? And the answer is no.
The answer is no, and I describe it as what I call the quote-unquote solar scam. When you put solar panels...
Scam?
I will withdraw that. The solar misunderstanding.
So solar misunderstanding. So what people would think that the solar energy does, like, for example, people would think that solar energy would work no matter what and will give energy no matter what. It doesn't.
The reality, the actual accurate word for current solar systems is net metering. So if you put solar panels on your roof, what you're basically doing is renting out your roof to the utility. Your solar panels are actually generating energy that's sold back to the utility for, let's say, a dollar. And then the utility gathers it up and sells it to your neighbor for $2. So you're renting out your roof space. If your power ever cuts out, your solar panels are not powering your house.
Interesting. So it all depends on your power. All depends on your ability to actually transmit that energy.
The way solar panels are set up currently, the energy does not get stored and used at your house. It actually gets sold back to the utility, and you are really just generating solar energy for the utility to use, not for your house to use.
Oh, that's fascinating. So this technology, I was so fascinated to find out how it was created. Your leader, the scientist in your company, Mr. Choi, he had a background in engineering and specifically electrical engineering, correct?
Electronics.
And I was so fascinated by this particular story. And if you look on the Answers Unleashed website under our particular show episode, you'll see that we had a little video clip on top of this, and when you look at it, you'll see it. And I was really impressed by the last part of the video. And the story of Mr. Choi is that this came to him in a dream. And I was so fascinated about that. And the dream actually showed him the schematics of this. And
yes,
he has then taken that information and patented it in several different countries.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So, Hun Choi, I consider to be one of my greatest teachers in life. I also consider him to be the hardest worker I've ever met in my life, as well as one of the smartest businessmen and science people I've ever met in my life. Just seeing him every morning makes me feel like I need to work harder, period.
Oh.
His story, as told to me, was that he had gone through major ups and downs and business difficulties on top of the fact that he had suffered and succumbed to polio at the age of 1 year old. On top of all that, he was in a very difficult spot. So April 16, 2012, he went to bed and his prayer was something to the effect of asking why he was alive. And at 4 a.m. in a dream, he received a lesson in electronics. In that lesson and on that drawing board, he was taught the ADC energy technology. He immediately woke up, spent the next 8 hours of his life doing one thing, which was creating our first prototype. The first ADC energy prototype worked on the first try and still is the foundation of all of our technology, which we're up to 29 patents. In fact, the day that you came to our showroom, our lab, about 5 minutes before, we had just found out we got our third U.S. patent, and then you walked in the door.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's just...
Yeah, timing is everything, right?
Timing. Here I am. Yes, let me bring you on Answers Unleashed. And I really was touched by Mr. Choi's story, because who came to him, and his description of who came to him was Jesus. And I was just so thankful to hear his personal story of how that groundbreaking, this groundbreaking discovery came about. And tell us, what are you excited to do? You're excited to use this in so many different areas. There's many listeners out there that's connected. Who do you want to reach? What do you want to say, and what is really impressing upon you on sharing about what we can do together to make sure that we will have enough energy for the world.
I always describe it like this, that we're actually trying to establish the right relationships with visionaries.
Visionaries.
Because what we have is not something that if you live and breathe and your world is a box of what exists right now and you can't think beyond commercials and advertising, we're actually looking for the visionaries. As an example, one analogy I give is, if you can imagine yourself sitting at a table with Thomas Edison and he tells you, I got this idea. It's called a light bulb. I haven't finished it yet. I got another 999 tries. Are you with me? So we want the people who would stay at the table and say, we see your vision. We're there. We're going to help you move it along. It's really the people who share our vision. And really, our vision dovetails into two aspects. One is our philanthropy side. Mm-hmm. So if you could imagine 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 tiny little houses in Africa or South America or in Southeast Asia where they have no electricity, no energy at all.
Where they're not anywhere close to a power grid.
Correct. Where there is no electricity.
There is no electricity.
We could power each house with a solar panel, ADC energy, gather the solar energy and distribute AC and DC throughout the tiny house and provide refrigerator, internet, TV, even a small air conditioner in the middle of Africa. That is part of our vision, is to get clean solar energy throughout the world. Clean. The other aspect of it, and we do have a business aspect of it, one of our visions is, if you imagine a skyscraper that doesn't have any room for solar panels on its roof, our system is so efficient because it goes straight from DC to DC, we could use the windows of a skyscraper as the solar panels. So imagine our system throughout a 100-floor skyscraper. We could gather solar energy off the windows as solar panels, send the DC power long distance into storage systems in the basement, and then distribute AC and DC throughout a skyscraper. We've now taken an entire skyscraper off the grid as well.
So we have the ability to save humongous amounts of energy through solar, the combination of the powers that we have in addition to the solar energy and DC, ADC energy.
The most abundant source of clean, renewable energy that powers Mother Nature on Earth is the sun. And Mr. Choi has discovered how to power humanity with the sun.
Mm. I love the fact that you say this is clean. This is clean energy. And there is such things as not clean energy. Describe what that looks like and how that affects people. When you say not clean energy, let's have our Answers Unleashed audience understand what that means.
Well, for example, our current system uses oil and coal as well as nuclear to generate our power. And as you know from the recent Fukushima disaster with the nuclear power plant, that's one unclean way of generating energy. In fact, one of our goals as a company, one of Mr. Choi's values, is to eliminate nuclear energy from the face of the earth because of how dangerous it is. Coal and oil, you also have a lot of pollution. You also have the controversy with the Keystone Pipeline. That's all based on oil. You have all these issues, political, border disputes, country disputes, all over oil, which is the core of what we use for our energy consumption.
I truly believe that energy consumption or just in general use of things requires a balance. There's things that, and just like it's just like health. Let's take the health example. There's times in which acupuncture would be better than, let's say, Western medicine. Or so sometimes when Western medicine would be needed because it needs to be a little bit more aggressive in certain areas. I truly believe there's a balance in certain areas of how to use energy. And what I really appreciate about your system is that you're offering a new way to provide energy that will save energy in a way that we haven't seen it ever before at all on the face of the planet. And that innovation in itself, I believe, needs more of an investment and needs more of a opportunity to be used in more places. And that's why I really, truly am happy to have you here on the Answers Only show, because with anything new, there has to be more of use of it, especially if it works, especially if it works. And what I love about this particular aspect is that you have that philanthropy side. And how it actually transfers energy to long distance locations.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself partnering with different organizations in order to get this done?
Well, currently we're discussing doing a global summit with Nigeria. The intent there is not business, but to get exposure from a global audience for ADC Energy, because really one of the places where the need for our technology is in those less developed areas. Getting into a market like the U.S., we'd love to do that. It's one of the leaders of energy. At the same time, innovation in the U.S. is very, very challenging, so to speak.
But it is doable. This is the only one place in the world where when you have an innovation, it can market itself and it can be commercial and it can help on a massive scale.
And we need all the visionaries like you who are assisting, because people with vision and people who are willing to work that vision are the ones who change the world.
Well, thank you for that. Well, is there any type of advice, any type of tip on our last couple of minutes that we have here? Is there any tip that you would give one of our listeners about what they should know about energy? What if there's the one main thing that you want people to take away from this? What is it?
I think the biggest tip is to see behind the hype, because you will see a lot of public announcements. We've done this. We've done that. We've got this fantastic. But really look behind it, because it might be that the thing that you don't hear about very often, like an ADC Energy, and the one that's not hyped and the one that doesn't have the commercials, it's actually the truth is behind the hype. So that when you're looking at renewable energy and you really, really are intent on having clean energy, it might be the brand name is not what you want to look into. It might be that you need to look at the company that actually has a working technology versus a billion-dollar marketing budget.
So investigate the technology.
Correct.
Not the sizzle that makes the steak sound good.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's the opposite of selling strategies. But yeah, actually look at the steak you're looking at behind the sizzle being sold.
Oh, thank you so much, Henry, for being here on Answers Unleashed. How do people find you?
We have a website, www.adcenergy.org. We also have ADC Energy as our Facebook page. We have a lot of announcements. You're on our Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
Got some great shots of you.
Oh, really? I need to check it out. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for being on Answers Unleashed today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. And I'm so happy, Answers Unleashed audience, for you tuning in for this entire episode, listening to this new form of energy, the groundbreaking energy that the world is now going to see over this next, and mark my words, the world will see this over the next 20 years. So I am excited to bring you great technology, great answers that are unleashed through this show. I am Olympia LaPointe. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask us, feel free to call in at 888-88-ANSWERS and ask your question so we can answer it on air. You're welcome to check us out every single day if you like on our website, answersunleashed.com. Thank you for checking in every single week here at noon on Wednesdays here on KPC Radio on the Pierce College campus. So kpcradio.com is where you can find us. And again, I am just so happy that you are here. Tune in and find us and listen to us through answersunleashed.com every week. I am Olympia LaPointe, here helping you unleash your brain power and find the answers that's in your life. Answers Unleashed. I'll see you next time.